You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 9 Central African Time, a beautiful evening, the night of Jumu'ah. It's the discussion this beautiful night. Tomorrow morning will be the day of Jumu'ah. Tonight is the 28th of Dhul Hijjah. Tomorrow will be the, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just double checking it, the 30th. Yes, tomorrow will be the 30th of August 2019. And yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners, just bear with me. We're learning from my beloved Ustad. Ustad is telling us about what transpired in the month of Muharram. Ustad is going to touch whatever he has to touch. So I know the questions are in. I've got about 6 questions here, inshallah. Somebody's asking about Karbala. Somebody's asking, oh, there's too many questions asking. But inshallah, we're going to go step by step. I see Sister Jamila asked that from Kimberly, what are we making sabr and shukr for in the month of Muharram? I'm not understanding. Please explain to me, Mulana Salim Karim. Anyway, let's go back to my Ustad. Ustad, are you there with me? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana Ji.
Ji Ustad, sabr and shukr.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, good question the sister is asking. First and foremost, We must understand in the life of a Muslim, the whole incident, as somebody said, Allama Iqbal said something very nicely. Ki Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ki baat. Ibtida, who was the first person who gave qurbani and sacrifice, was Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And who in the end gave sacrifice was Hazrat Hussein. So Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ki baat. Yes, Mulana, you're seeing all these atrocities that are taking place. So many lives are being lost. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will let Islam prevail through and through. Islam will never be subdued, Mulana. Allah will always give strength and power to Islam. Islam will always prevail. So coming back, that why martyrdom in Islam is so important. It makes you think that people are giving their lives for the pleasure of Allah. Sahaba ikiram, most of the wives were widows. Because a sahabi comes from jihad. Next minute there's an ilan for jihad and he's gone. He becomes shaheed. Somebody else after her, if that marries her. Look at the life of the sahaba. Look at the age category, Mulana. Study Ahkami sahaba. And see the life. What was the age of the sahaba ikram when they went for jihad? They were all young. They left behind young widows. Because in Islam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has purchased مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, from the believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Your lives and your wealth in return for Jannah. Let us see. Who was the most troubled personality in the world? When it came to persecution, torture, and hardship, it was none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamun Nabi. Sahaba Ikiram asked a question to Rasulullah. Who was the most troubled? It was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. What was Rasulullah's desire? Sahaba Ikiram asked the question, Rasulullah said, Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Wallah, my one wish is, send me back in the world and let me fight in your path and let me become shaheed. Summa uhya, O Allah, give me back my life again. Let me fight in your path. Summa uqtal, O Allah, let me become a shaheed.
Allah.
Summa uhya, O Allah, then give me back my life again. Let me go back and defend Islam. Let me fight for Islam. Summa uqtal. So, sabr and shukr. Sabr, it teaches us that death is a gift from Allah. And look at how Allah praised the Sahaba Ikiram in the Quran Kareem. فَمَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرْ. Sahaba Ikiram were waiting in turn to become shaheed. Some of them who went in jihad became shaheed. A mother lost her son, her husband, her brother. I can't remember the Sahabiya's name. And they told her that her body, the bodies are lying there in the battlefield. So she went. So one Sahabi said to her, but you know, where are you going? She said, I'm not sad. And I haven't lost my modesty. See, those are my sons. They died in the path of Allah. I'm happy. If I had more sons, I'll give them in the path of Allah. It was regarded as a great azmat. It's a great respect and honor if there was a shaheed in that family. Like how we are so happy to have a Hafizul Quran in our families, Maulana. It gives us that sense of belonging and respect. Sahaba-i-Kiram wanted a shaheed. Subhanallah. So coming back to Muharram, this waqia of Karbala took place almost 63 years after Rasulullah passed away. I think we must get historical facts.
Yes,
that's why I
yes.
think we must talk about it, Maulana.
Jee,
some people think that this waqia of Karbala took place during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 62 or 63 years after Rasulullah passed away, the waqia of Karbala took place. And Allah Ta'ala had prophesied and showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. One day, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala mentions in one hadith subject to correction that Rasulullah woke up in fright and said that my ummah is going to kill my grandsons. Another Jibreel showed me the sand from where my grandson is going to become shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown in advance. That's why the darja Allah Ta'ala had given to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. We'll discuss that later on. But coming back to sabr and shukr as a sister is asking, sabr means that Allah will test you, the most beloved to you, the most closest to you will be taken away. See, so that shows that, why do we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that you do not belong to anybody in this world, you belong to Allah. Allah gave you a temporary lifespan to come here, do amali salih and come back to me in the akhirah. That's why you cannot donate your body. You cannot donate any organ from your body. It belongs to Allah. It's an amanat. It will go to dust. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing belongs to anybody in this world. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the incident or the waqi'ah of Karbala teaches us that in times of difficulty, how should a Muslim behave? There must be a stark difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim in times of joy and happiness, in times of sadness and grief. And Islam has shown us the tariqah. Do we do like everybody else do, Mulana? Islam is unique. Islam is a natural religion. Islam is a perfect religion. Every act of Rasulullah is full of hikmat and wisdom. Every aspect of deen, Rasulullah Pak explained to the ummah before he left. Okay, when tragedy befalls you, what must you do? What did Rasulullah do on the Battle of Badr? It was whole night crying to Allah Ta'ala. See, making istighfar, talking to Allah Rabbul Alameen. So Alhamdulillah, there's a stark difference, a big difference in Islam, that how do you handle sorrow and grief? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Whatever the tragedy is, you lost your whole family, is wiped out, take to the musalla. Ista'inu, help yourself. Ask Allah for help through sabr, salah and sabr. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the full reward of sabr is at the point of impact. An incident took place during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An old lady, she lost a member of her family. So she was hysterical. She was crying. She was out of control. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to pass by. And he said to her, Ma, sabr karo. Just focus. Make sabr. So she didn't know. Because when you're in extreme grief and sorrow, you don't know, you know, what is happening to you. You're so emotional. So in that state of mind where she was not in control, she said, what do you know what is sadness and grief? She's talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. Rasulullah is trying to comfort her. Ma, make sabr. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to comfort her. And she is in that frenzy mood. because of grief and sorrow, she's out of control. So she's saying to Rasulullah, what do you know what sabr is?
Sure.
And when, anyway, Rasulullah gave her some nasihat and walked, carried on. When she came to her senses, the people around said to her, do you know what you said to Rasulullah? Do you know who you spoke to earlier on? She said, no, I don't know. I know I said something, but who spoke to me, I don't know. So they told her it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She got such a shock. She ran to go and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for maafi. And said, Ya Rasulullah, main abhi sabr karti hun. I'm making sabr now.
Ya Allah.
So Rasulullah said, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. The real reward of sawab that Allah is going to give you is at the point of impact. That accident happened now. Somebody passed away right now, 10 seconds ago. And you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah will give you ajri azim, complete. So, sabr, it teaches you how to handle grief. Come to the musalla and exercise patience and perseverance. And shukr means that Allah Ta'ala gave me this life. I use it to the best of my ability to make my akhirah.
Yes.
Allah gave me good health. Allah gave me wealth. Allah gave me pious children. Allah gave me tawfiq to do good amal. I must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when Hadrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was the last individual left after the 72 of the members have been shaheed, the sisters were crying, or his daughter was crying, Hadrat Zainab. He went up to her and said, don't cry. We are the Ahle Bayt. We are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked us to make sabr. Even at the last moment of his life, it's amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Look at our lives, Monana. Are we as parents taking responsibility to make sure that we are doing amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar? So the maqam of the Ahle Bayt and the Sahaba ikram is of such great importance, ke wallah, we can sort the problem of this world out if we follow in their footsteps. Learn from the shahadat of Hadrat Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So just to answer that sister, ji, sahaba ikram one day, Rasulullah s.a.w. asked the sahaba, hal antumul muslimun? Are you people Muslim?
Muslims.
Sahaba ikram said, ji, ya Rasulullah, nahnul muslimun. Rasulullah said, what proof you got? What did they hear? What beautiful words. Ki Allah ki ni'mat par shukr karte hain, that we exercise shukr and gratitude to Allah for the bounties that He's given to us. One. Number two, musibat par sabr karte hain. When Allah puts us to test and trial, we exercise patience and test. We don't complain to Allah. Some of us in extreme anger, we are angry, or in extreme grief, what statements we make? Oh Allah, you couldn't find anybody else. You took my child away. You took my father away. You took my husband away. You're hitting your face. You're tearing your clothing. Allah's lanat is on the person who does that type of crying. Yes, to cry naturally at the loss of somebody that is close to you. There's a sunnah of Rasulullah. Hazrat Ibrahim, Rasulullah's son, 17 months old. Rasulullah loves him to bits. Sound, the message comes, Ya Rasulullah, please come home. Hazrat Ibrahim is in Sakarat. Rasulullah comes home, rushes, takes the baby in his arms. And Rasulullah is crying. And tears are flowing down. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf said, Ya Rasulullah, abhi rote hain. You also cry. Guri Prophet said, Ji, Ibrahim is my part of my blood and my flesh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
It pains me. But I'm happy with Allah's faisla. I'm happy with Allah's decision. I'm human. So alhamdulillah, respected brothers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba ikiram, hal antumul muslimun? Are you people Muslims? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah. Sabr. When Allah ta'ala puts us to test and trial, we make sabr. Or Allah ki faisle par razi rehte. And we are happy with Allah's decision. Good or bad. Because Allah is our master, Allah is our planner. Allah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
Ustad, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you said Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was his daughter. Was it his sister or his daughter, Ustad?
I think it was a sister.
I see the listener, he says, no, it wasn't the daughter, it's the sister. Yes, correct. It's the sister, Ustad. Ustad, I think, mentioned the daughter.
Okay, sorry for that.
Ustad, a listener says here, giving of gifts in Muharram, they say it's a symbol of gratitude towards our loved ones. Is this true or not? Is this an authentic or not? This is a sister from Mayfair West. Ustad.
Well, there is a weak hadith that whoever spends on his family on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them rizq and sustenance, inshallah, throughout the year. But the way we take it is like a birthday. That we spend so much of money, first of all,
yes,
we got debt to pay. I got debt to pay. I'm owing people money. I've got so many responsibilities. We must understand the hadith in its proper context. We always like to go above board in what we do. Yes, there is a hadith, and the hadith is a bit weak. It's got some zaf in it. The ulama kiram said that, inshallah, it comes to fazilah, there's always room for, inshallah, making amal on it.
Mm.
So yes, the ulama kiram have said that whoever spends on his family on the day of Ashura, Allah Ta'ala will give them barakah throughout the year. So let's follow that, inshallah. Whatever you have to do it for your family, do it, alhamdulillah. But the way we are doing, like as if to say it's a birthday party, we're having celebrations and going out and buying expensive, expensive gifts. Take the same money, if you want to do khair, then feed the poor people, or give hadiyat to people, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not what a sunnah of Rasulullah to go and buy gifts, because it's Ashura and we have to do that. Basically, it said that whoever spends on his family, Allah will give barakah throughout the year. So let's take that hadith as it stands.
Ustad, before we go to overseas, Sister Nazreen Gogawala says that, Molana, I can vouch for what Molana Salim Karim is saying. Take care of your health. How I wish for my leg to be how it was. It's 1 year ago I fell and I broke my leg up until now. I can't walk properly. It's painful. Still, we don't value our health. When something goes wrong, then we understand that. This is Sister Nazreen Gogawala. Ustad, we go to UK. The sister says that I was told that the day of Ashura is the day when, it says, Ustad, it is the day in which Adam alayhi salam was created. It is the day in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. It is the day in which Allah accepted the repentance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let me just carry on, Ustad. It says it is the day on which Qiyamah will take place. The sister is saying from UK. And he says, Whoever takes a bath on that day of Ashura will never get ill. Ustad, would you like to advise the sister here, Ustad?
Well, there's lots of things that are also weak hadiths. Some of them are za'if hadiths. Some of them are fabricated. You know, the basic thing that Rasulullah Pak we must understand, what did Rasulullah say? That when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews fasting. And when questioned, why were they fasting, their answer was that in thanksgiving to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his army.
Mm.
And Allah Ta'ala protected the Bani Israel.
Correct.
So in thanksgiving to Allah Ta'ala, they were keeping roza. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we should keep an extra roza. And if I'm alive next year, we must keep two roza. Nahnu ahakku bi Musa. That
yes,
we are far more closer to Hadrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Jews. And then make mukhalifat of the Jews. Don't follow what the Jews do. Islam has its own focus. All that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, that fast on the 9th and 10th of Muharram, or the 10th and 11th of the Muharram. That's one. And number two, as the lady asked the question, that should be spent on our family. Yes, spend on your family, but don't make it compulsory that if somebody doesn't invite you or somebody doesn't call you, then we have words to say. Because that is not the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sister who mentioned some of those things, some of it is factual, and lots of things are said about what happened on the 10th of Muharram. Lots of those hadiths are fabricated.
Ustad, is it a sunnah to prepare a particular type of meal on the day of Ashura? Is it a sunnah, Ustad, from Boysons?
Malana, it's plain, simple, I'm saying, whatever you want to do, inshallah. I'm going to ask a question.
Ustaz.
They're fighting in the battlefield. There is no food, there is no water. The army has surrounded them. You think they got time to drink sharbat? They got time to make all the other types of luxury foods, Murana? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to food in the family of Rasulullah, day in and day out used to go out, there was no food in the house of Rasulullah. So we try to make things complicated by saying, no, it must be this type of food, it must be that type of a drink, Murana. Kullu bid'atin dalala. All these types of innovations in Islam is not acceptable. Let's do the sunnah of Rasulullah.
Bishak.
Let's not argue the point. Let's not fight. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm saying, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidi. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah and the sunnah of the khulafai rashidi. Let's do what Rasulullah asked us to do. You asked me the first question, kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. Kul, say, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you love Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow my sunnah, follow my way. So did Rasulullah do this? Did the Sahaba do this? And this incident took place 63 years after Rasulullah passed away. Rasulullah was not alive at that time. So let us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. What did Rasulullah say? Alhamdulillah, feed the poor. Alhamdulillah. Whatever you have, read lots of Quran, read lots of durood and salam. Make isali sawab for the Ahl Bayt, for the Sahaba ikiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ask Allah for shahadat also. Allahumma rizukni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi habibik. Dua of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. Allahumma rizukni shahadatan fi sabilik. So let's do what Allah wants us to do, what Rasulullah wants us to do. If we are going to go behind tradition and we are going to go behind customs, then obviously this is now breaking the rules of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously there's no room for it and no place for it. Let's come back to the sunnah.
Ustaz, 9:30, let's continue, inshallah, Ustaz, where you stopped. I see a listener wants to know, from Durban, why do some people regard the month of Muharram as a bad month, as a bad luck month, and a month of bloodshed, grief? What is to do? Please explain to us what it has to do with Karbala. Can Maulana Salim highlight some practices done, like giving of red apples, red milkshake, it says here, rati practices, so on? Ustaz, this is from Morningside. Sister from Morningside, Ustad.
Again, Maulana, I'm coming back to the same point. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai
rashidin.
What the sister is asking, none of that was ever done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba kiram. The view is that the month of Muharram is a bad luck month. No nikahs take place in the first 10 days of Muharram. One of the Sahabi, or one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nikah took place in the month of Muharram. It's not the month of mourning. It's not the month of crying. Unfortunately, it's a bad luck month. Then you will come to the month of Safar. It's a bad luck month for men. They must go and give some sadqa, otherwise some calamity will fall on them. All this, la adwa wa la tayra fil Islam, this, all those hadiths will come, inshallah, we'll discuss that in the month of Muharram. But I'm saying, let's follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. Man ahabba sunnati kana ma'i fil jannah. There is no inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are 12 months, and all 12 months is full of barakah and rahmah from Allah. Yes, some of the months have virtues and fazilat as mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. But there is no bad day, there is no bad luck, there is no cursed day, there is no cursed month.
Subhanallah.
Allah is the creator of time, and every month is mubarak in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 28 minutes to 10. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners. 0847863132. We're touching on Muharram, the concept of sabr and shukr. Ustad, would you love to continue? Somebody wants to know as well that if you could just touch a bit, as I think we are going to come there, about who was Hazrat Hussein and how did Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu got martyred, and who martyred Hazrat Hussein, and did Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who pass away in the month of Muharram? These are the questions coming in, Ustad.
Well, as I explained in the beginning, Murana, our topic for today is, inshallah, what is sabr and shukr. And we promised the listeners, inshallah, that Mufti Sahib will also be, inshallah, discussing at
definitely,
length the importance of Muharram, I think, in the Q&A, inshallah, So those masla, masails and questions, inshallah al-aziz, I would love Mufti Sahab to answer it.
Inshallah
al-aziz, that will be the right platform. But today I think our focus is not that we want to avoid those questions.
Ji.
I just feel that we promised the listeners, according to your advert, Mulana,
definitely,
this concept of sabr and shukr. So inshallah, let's try and do justice to this topic for tonight. And inshallah, as I said, the whole month of Muharram, there'll be lots of questions, lots of doubts sometime, and lots of queries. So inshallah, we will try our level best at the right platform, at the right place, inshallah.
Somebody says, Ustad, that you touched on the word sabr. I think it was Hazrat, if I'm not mistaken, Ustad, I stand for correction. It was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, who was sick, 401 years old, if I'm not mistaken, Ustad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him shifa after so many years.
Well, there are seven beautiful ayats in the Quran that talk about sabr. Fasbir inna wa'adallahi haqqun. Be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah is truth.
Bishak.
Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said that whoever acquires three things, Allah takes them into His protection and enters them into Jannah. Talking about sabr, yes, every Nabi of Allah was tested. As I said, the greatest tragedy or the greatest test and trial was put upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Summa al-amsal, summa al-amsal, summa al-amsal. Now, if Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, let's look at those beautiful verses. Fasbir, inna wa'adallahi haqqa. Be patient. Indeed, the promise of Allah is the truth. And this one beautiful hadith of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, if you acquire three things, that Allah will take you into His protection and enter you into Jannah. You need to do three things. Number one, kamzor par narmi karo. Be kind and polite on those who are weak. One, walidain par shafqat karo. Be kind and generous on your parents. Aur khadimo ke saath behtareen suluk karo. Look after your workers and those who work for you. And there are no sad ending for those who trust Allah. If you trust Allah, Rabbul Alameen, there is no sadness in your life. So Rabbul Alameen in the Quran, almost like seven places, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Number two, وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Surah Luqman, Allah Pak is saying, and be patient over what befalls you. Accident, sickness, you are in debt, everything. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Allah Pak is asking you, exercise perseverance. In another verse, fasbir sabran jamila. Fasbir sabran jamila. And be patient with gracious patience. See? Wasbir. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And be patient, for you is but from Allah. The fourth place Allah Pak says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed Allah is with the patient. The fifth place Allah Pak says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves the patience. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be patient. Indeed, the best outcome is for those who are righteous. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. Be patient. And indeed, the promise of Allah is the truth. So alhamdulillah, if you look at the ayat of the Quran, what Allah is giving us nasihat of how we should, times of difficulty and hardship, how we should react as the ummah. And the hadith that I had mentioned in the beginning, we only dealt with two aspects. That if Allah has given you four ni'mats and four bounties, then Allah has given you the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat was number one, a heart that makes shukr to Allah Number two, a tongue that makes the zikr of Allah. Number three, a body which adopts sabr. Hazrat Hussein's body had so many wounds, almost like 70 wounds. See, what he didn't do. What did Wahshi didn't do to Hazrat Hamza?
Allahu Akbar.
See? But Allah Ta'ala, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا يُسِبْهُ. When Allah wishes good for a bandha, Allah puts him through some test and trial.
Ya Allah.
Allah was, you know, sometime, Mulana, it comes in the hadith of the Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when our amal and actions are not of a certain category, then Allah puts us into a little test so that my banda can come to me and become closer to me. And when do we come closer to Allah in sickness, Mulana? 9 out of 10. When I'm sleeping on that hospital bed, the first thing I ask for is what? Tasbih. Zamzam water. I'm reading my kalima. I'm reading my du'as. I'm making tawbah to Allah. I'm making wasiyat. So a body which adopts sabr. So many of people have got cancer. So many people have such contagious disease, such hard diseases that your heart breaks. But they still offer a smile. They're still making zikr of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. They're happy. So for my, if you can exercise this type of attitude, that whatever I'm going through is going to be, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah. I'm happy with Allah's decision. Whatever the sickness is.
Ustaz, what
as long as my tongue has, Ayyub alayhi salam said, Wallah, whatever my body is going through is fine. Allah. But Allah protect my tongue. I can at least remember you. And the fourth one is a wife who is chaste. Who's got sharam, who's got haya and modesty. And number two, who does not abuse the wealth of her husband. Two beautiful qualities in a wife. She looks after her izzat. Number two, she takes and protects the wealth of her husband. She looks after it and administers it. She's the best financier. MashaAllah. So these are the four qualities that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat.
Someone is asking, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala pass away in that manner? Ustad, as you were saying, 70 wounds.
Manana, subhanallah. You know, again, we're going to talk about on the day of Qiyamah, how a shaheed will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
Whatever pain, whatever taklif you endured in this dunya, every act of it will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot now question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Of course.
Allah ta'ala in his own way, in his own wisdom, whatever happened to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the main thing that we take a lesson from is, what did he stand up? Why did he give his life for? He left Makkah tul Mukarramah. He took his family. He sacrificed everything. Because just to stand up for Haq. So I think the lesson more than going into the history of how what happened to him and the whole history. Yes, it's important to know that. But more important than that, as I said, is to take lessons from what happened in Karbala. And that is to give your life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is to stand up for the truth and justice, irrespective of whoever it is. لا طاعة لمخلوقين في معصية الخالق. People die in different ways in this dunya.
Yes, Ustad.
Such tragedies take place, such accidents, you can't find the body. See, the body is mincemeat. See, I think there was some incident where one of the brothers, I think was an alim from India. A whole 16-wheeler went over him. They had to put his body in bags. It was all mincemeat. Now, you'll ask the question. So much taklif. For Maiki, when you become shaheed in the path of Allah, the pain that you feel is just like how an ant has to bite you, a small ant. See, that amount of pain that the body goes through. When you become shahadat, when you attain the maqam of shahadat, comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. is that is all that the pain that you experience. Because now the soul is in charge. In this dunya, the body is more active than the soul. In the akhirat, after maut, the soul becomes more active than the body.
Mm. Ustad, there was a brother this morning from, well, he's staying here in South Africa with his family. And he's originally from Kashmir. And he's also tuning in and listening to the program. And he told me to share a message, which he says, my name is Akram Malana Salim Karim. My parents are in Kashmir, and I am making sabr. I don't know whether I should go or not to Kashmir, Ustad. So he says, because you're touching on sabr, and he says, I am making sabr. What's happening to my parents? Of course, his family is here. His wife and children is here, but his parents are there in Kashmir, Ustad. His name is Akram.
First of all, we must make dua ki Allah Ta'ala grant them afiyat, Allah Ta'ala grant them protection, and all those who passed away, Allah Ta'ala give them the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are suffering in hospital, Allah Ta'ala give them shifa-i kamila. Those who are separated from their families, Allah Ta'ala unite them, Allah Ta'ala protect them, inshallah. The question here is that, should I go back or should I not go back? I think the important thing, you have to analyze the situation, that by me going back there, I'm going to destroy myself. They will, whatever they will do to me, they will kill me, assassinate me, and I have a family to look after here. We have to make dua. The biggest, as I said, ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. But if he feels that by me going back, I can make a difference in the protection of my wife and my, I mean, my family, my parents, and whoever is there, and I can withstand whatever is there. Sometimes Allah Pak says in the Quran, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحَلُّكَ. You know, if you know the army is stronger than you, and you don't have the weapons, you don't have the capacity and capability to defend, and then you're going, then you're putting yourself at risk. If you have the strength and energy and the capacity to defend, alhamdulillah, fight your enemy. In this instance, he's just a single person. My his biggest weapon is dua and salah, inshallah al-aziz, that we make dua, get up at tahajjud, read salatul hajat, ki Allah ta'ala bring some mercy and some rahm and protection for his family. Mara, this is my opinion. I'm sure others have different viewpoints, but if he is going to go, obviously what's going to happen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So I think he needs to study the situation. I have my family here in South Africa, alhamdulillah. Maybe I could do something better. In the meantime, if things normalize over there, at least I can make some effort from here, inshallah, rehabilitate my family, go back, and inshallah, help them financially and many other ways, inshallah. I think that would be a better option.
A sister wants to know, Ustad, from Boxburg, that her daughter, she is in a coma for the past 3.5 weeks. So she says she's making sabr. So she wants to know, Ustad, by making sabr, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give her shifa. The sister wants to know, because you're touching on sabr and shukr. So she wants to know that they're making sabr because the daughter is, she's still in a coma. She's just not waking up. So she wants to know, by them making sabr, it means Allah will give them shifa or not, Ustad?
When I come in hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person takes ill, recite, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, 40 times. And make them in a glass of water and drink. So obviously, she can't drink because she's unconscious. She's in a coma. See? So you can make dam on her. What is the fazilat of this? Especially when it comes, those are the du'as that we read. La ba'sa tahurin, inshallah, Allahumma shfiha, Allahumma afiha, Asadullah al-Azim. All the du'as that we read for a sick person, that should continue. Number two is to give a lot of sadaqah, wadawa marzakum bi sadaqah, as it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah, that when somebody takes ill in your home, try and give some sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. So here is that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the virtue of reciting La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin 40 times, Allah will give her shifa if shifa is meant, insha'Allah al-Adiz, and if she passes away, she passes away as a shahida. That's one. Number two, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. So whoever will read this dua 20 times or in one riwayat 25 times, and if they pass away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the death of shahadat. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum that she's not gaining conscious. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she's mustajabu dawat. We don't know in her mind whether the mind is functional or what. She must be making her own dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is, whatever she's going through. For every pain and ache that you suffer, 10 gunas are being maafed and 10 darajat of yours are being raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah give the family sabr jameel. Allah make it easy for them. They should continue making dua for her, giving charity and read Quran Kareem, make isari sawab to the best and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. 12 minutes to 10. Somebody says here, the word sabr is, it's a very hard word to swallow. Mawlana Salim Karim, my name is Mahmood. It's a very hard word to swallow. I also lost my daughter. She drowned. She was only 11 years old. But it's already 16 years gone that she has gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, Mawlana Salim Karim, as you were touching on the word sabr, it's a very hard word to swallow. Ustad.
Gee, Mawlana, some of us, Mawlana, you know, it's hard for us to digest and come to terms with it. But I still remember a beautiful hadith of Hadrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And maybe we should share it.
Gee, Ustad.
After so many years, he's still feeling the pain of what happened, the tragedy of losing his daughter who passed away in drowning. Anyway, first of all, she's a shahida.
Ameen.
A person who drowns, a person who is burnt in a fire, every time an accident takes place, Mawlana, the whole body is charred. It's burnt beyond recognition. Big questions, janaza namaz, whether there's kafan, that the ulama and muftiyan ikram will give you the ruling. But I remember a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. I think when Rasulullah passed away, he was like 7 years old, Hadrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. I can imagine his memory and you can imagine his wisdom and the knowledge Allah had given him at that age. That whoever remembers the tragedy that happened to them some times back, after 5 years or 10 years he's recalling, or every year on the date when she passed away, you know, tears come, they become emotional that this was the date. So, and they read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah will give them the same reward and ajr what He gave them on the first instance. What a great comfort it is, Mawlana. So many of us recall the passing away, tragically, of so many members of our family. We recall it. And on that particular day, if you remember it, and you read this dua, and you make sabr, to Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. What sawab Allah gave you, a sabr inda sadmatil ula. As I told you in the hadith, that the real reward of sabr is at the point of impact. You exercise patience and perseverance, and 10 years later or 20 years later, you recall in that incident. And you again say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the same reward and same ajr what He gave to you on the first instance. So yes, it's a natural thing. It's not easy for a father to lose his daughter or a mother to lose any close member of their family. But in the end of the day, we have to accept it as Allah's decision. They are gone to a better place. They are in a better condition than us. They will be, you know, saved from what you call so many other calamities. Allah knows best. Death has got no favoritism. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every one of us will have a taste of death. So, mutu qabla anta mutu, maut se pehle, maut ki tayari karo. We also have to prepare ourselves. We also have to, and don't be too attached. You see, this is another thing, Mawlana.
Yes.
You may not agree, or listeners won't agree to what I'm saying. That sometimes we become too attached to our family, our sons, our daughters, our wives, that when we lose them, we lose our mind. Love them. Love whoever you want in this dunya. But love Allah the most. Love your wife, love your children, love your family, love your society. But love Allah the most. And remember that whoever you love in this world and how much you love, you have to leave them and go from this dunya. You know, it comes in the hadith, the mafhum of the hadith is when the janaza is being taken out of the house, everybody is crying. Yeah, also we must remember the hadith of Rasulullah. Okay, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ, that verily the deceased is being punished, بِبُقَاءِ أَهْلِي. If the family members are crying and becoming emotional and they're shouting and they're saying things, gee, it's taklif for the mayyat. Why do we want? That's such the last moment that they're leaving that house. they're leaving us from this dunya and going to meet their creator. Let's send them with dua. As I said to you, it's natural to cry, but do not complain. Do not take out such words from your mouth and such statements. Do not tear your clothes. Do not hit your face. Do not become so emotional. Sometimes some of the females become beparda in this whole crying and expressing their grief. We need to control ourselves. So sometimes in the hadith of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned that many times, if we are not going to follow the sunnah and do things according to Shariat, and we are going to start crying uncontrollably, and really getting out of control, then innal mayyita. And definitely the mayyit will be punished by the crying of the family.
Allah.
Number two, the janaza is taking, and everybody is crying. The angels say, don't worry, this is not the last time we're going to visit this house. We will come back here till there isn't a single soul left in this house. I think in one hadith it's mentioned, if only insan can hear this, he'll even forget burying the person and making fikr for his mouth also. So al-mawtu tuhfatul mu'min. Yes, we have to leave this dunya. We have to meet our creator. The cry, if you can't cry, make as if you are crying. That to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. So inshallah, as we said, we will spend this Mubarak month of Muharram explaining the seerah of the Ahli Bayt, inshallah.
Definitely, Ustaz, definitely.
And inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib will do the Masla Masail. He has lots of questions, alhamdulillah. And I always feel that let's leave it to the professionals to do the answering, inshallah. But generally, we will talk about the biography of each and every family of Rasulullah's family. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, emulate the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah, and inshallah al-Aziz, we will be much more educated regarding the family of Rasulullah. It will give you that sense of belonging that we are Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We respect every Sahabi, not only the five Rasuli Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Fatima, Hadrat Ali, Hadrat Hassan, Hadrat Hussein. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu kulli azwajik. O Prophet of Allah, say to your wives. Allah Pak didn't say kulli zawjik. Don't say it. Say to your wife. Allah said your wives. Wa banatik.
Your daughters.
And say to your daughters. Not bintik. Allah didn't say singular. Allah said banat. So every sahabi of Rasulullah is worthy of respect and adab. It's not only Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Ali, Hadrat Fatima, Hadrat Hassan, Hadrat Hussein, as the Shia say, we as the ulama, Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them, Sahaba Kiram, were full of justice. Yes. Allah Ta'ala raised their darajat. Allah radiyallahu anhum waradu an. So this is the month for us to make it our duty to study one of the books on the fazilat of the Sahaba.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
Who the Sahaba were? Who is the Khulafa'i Rashideen? Who was the family of Rasulullah? Who was the uncles of Rasulullah? So inshallah, we have a lot of homework to do. If we want to show total appreciation, dedication, and we are concerned about the family of Rasulullah, then the right thing for us to do is to study their life and emulate them, and inshallah, make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest rank in darajat. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen. Ustad, before you leave us, inshallah, this Mubarak night, the night of Jumu'ah, there's a sister, and she says a very, very, mashallah, program, very, very informative program. And she says, Maulana Salim Karim, I just want to share a few words from my heart. I'm making so much of shukr. This sister is saying this, Ustad. I'm making so much of shukr for spending 15 years with my beloved husband. Allah gave me two beautiful daughters, Maulana Salim Karim. My beloved husband, he was shot 1 year ago in his shop. He was murdered. His name is Marhum Zubair. Allahu Akbar. And she says, Maulana Salim, life is just not the same. But I'm making shukr, Maulana Salim, that Allah has given me two beautiful daughters. Ustad, it said, I know you're touching on the word sabr and shukr, but if you and I are in that situation, it's sad, Ustad. I know maybe our iman has to be, I don't know, Ustad. I don't know. You guide the sister here. I'm in tears.
Allah Akbar. First and foremost,
Allah
he's passed away earning halal rozi for his family.
Mm.
One. Number two, he passed away as a shaheed.
Mm.
Number three, Allah blessed him with two daughters.
Allahu Akbar.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever Allah has given three daughters, keeps a good name for his daughters, gives them the best Islamic education, and get them married, alhamdulillah, that person and me will be like these two fingers. Mm. How close they are, they will be close with me in Jannah. So one sahabi said, what about two daughters? Rasulullah said the same thing. One daughter, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has blessed him with a wife. Yes. He was a soulmate to her. Maybe they were like pigeon pair. They were like a close-knit family. It is only Allah who knows best why this happened. We cannot question taqdeer. Nana, as much as we try our best, yes, sometimes these thoughts come. All we need to say is, Amantu billahi wa rasulihi. Oh Allah, just make me maaf if these thoughts are coming. I'm an insan, I'm emotional. Oh Allah, just give me sabr. Oh Allah, just correct my thinking. Oh Allah, protect me from thinking that is evil. Oh Allah, protect me. Number two, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala, I think, remember this incident of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife. She loved her husband, Abu Salma. They were inseparable. And he passed away, and she couldn't handle it. So one sahabi said to her that, you know, I heard a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you read it, Allah ta'ala will make it easy for you in your iddat period. And the dua was, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati, wa Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha. See, so Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala, she said, okay, I'm going to read this dua. And dua, you read it with yaqeen. Don't just read it because you have to read it. Have kamil yaqeen, have complete yaqeen. And she said that I started reading this dua in my iddat period for this 4 months, 10 days. Allahumma ajirni wa Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha. And wallahi, when my iddat was over, to my utter surprise and astonishment and shock, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a proposal for me. And I said, look at the power of this dua. Who else can be a better replacement for me than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So inshallah, maybe the sister who has lost her husband and she can't come to terms with it, tell her to continuously read this dua. Ki Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha, which means, oh Allah, reward me in my test and trial. And Allah, whatever you have taken, Allah, give me a better replacement. So inshallah, Allah give her sabri jameel, Allah protect her daughters, and Allah ta'ala make it easy for the family.
Allahu Akbar, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen, inshallah. Ustad, last few, maybe one wazifa, inshallah, for everyone out there who are listening attentively to the program, inshallah, this beautiful evening, Ustad, before you leave us, inshallah.
Well, with all the tragedies that are taking place and all the zulm that is taking, see, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'uzu bika min shururihim. Short and brief, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'uzu bika min shururihim. This is for your enemies. And number two, bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Inshallah,
Ameen.
Make this a mamul in this time.
Ameen.
And make lots of dua for our brothers and sisters in
Ameen.
Kashmir.
Ameen.
Really, it's a tragedy what is happening there. But inshallah, Aziz, we have the power, we have the weapon, and that is dua and namaz. If the entire ummah of South Africa, every day with Pabandi read 2 rakat salatul hajat, 100 times istighfar, 100 times guru sharif, and make dua wherever they are, in which part of the country, can be a country town, can be a city, can be a village, Ya Allahumma alif bayna qulubihim wa aslih zata bainihim. I'm ending it with this dua.
Ji Ustad.
Allah, we all can say ameen.
Ameen.
Allahumma alif bayna qulubina.
Ameen.
Wa aslih zata bainina.
Ameen.
Wahdina subul as-salam. Wa najjina min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Wa jannibna al-fawahisha.
Ameen.
Ma dhahara minha wa ma batan.
Ameen.
وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ustaz, jazakumullah khairan. Time is up already. It's about a minute after 10. So we're going to leave it there, inshallah. Beautiful dua from your side, Ustaz, inshallah. So inshallah, definitely, Ustaz, we will be seeing you again next week, Tuesday, inshallah, on our program, Talk Your Heart Out. We request for duas, inshallah.
Ameen, jazakumullah, mulana, shukran. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah.
Ustaz, your Jumu'ah tomorrow, inshallah, we will be conducting, inshallah.
In my home time, they just met tomorrow.
Ameen, inshallah, ameen, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustaz. Assalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, that brings us to the end of our program on this beautiful evening. The discussion, yes, very, very, very informative. I see many people want the podcast of the program. Of course, inshallah, Brother Lakolo will be sending out the podcast, inshallah, maybe tomorrow, inshallah. So we're going to love you and leave you. If anybody or if anyone knows of anyone who's getting married, please send me the nikah announcements quickly on 0847863132. If anyone knows anybody who's getting married this week, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, please send me a message on 0847863132. We will be announcing it, inshallah, tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning for our nikah announcement. From myself, my beloved Ustad Hazrat Malana Salim Karim, Bravo Lakol. Up next is the 10 o'clock, up next is the Urdu. Yes, the Urdu lecture. So we're going to love you and leave you on this beautiful night of Jumu'ah. See you tomorrow morning on our program, As-Safina to Ila al-Jannah. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdinnasa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.